November 25th, 1986. Dear Jack, thank you for your letter of the 13th. As you know, I am still here in St. John's. Sometimes I feel like writing to you and saying, help, I am a prisoner in St. John's. But I know you think, there goes that melodramatic old fool again. But I'm quite serious. People in St. John's are very strange. They keep saying things like, there's nothing like a cup of tea in the woods. I mean, they say that quite often. I keep picturing a cup of tea all by itself in the woods. And I agree there will be nothing quite like that. I have now moved in with my daughter, Margaret. Of course, she had to marry a man from St. John's, and as you know, I tried to stop her from marrying Bernard, but I could not at that time present a coherent case. It was more instinctual, I guess. I instinctually hated Bernard. Bernard is in insurance. Insurance is in Bernard. In fact, I believe insurance is up Bernard. He walks kind of funny. My only comfort these days is a friend of mine across the road who's from Bonavista Bay. Occasionally we sit in front of the TV and cry our way through land and sea. Bernard thinks that land and sea is beamed in from another planet. He thinks the fisherman's broadcast is a communist plot. And their youngsters, oh my, oh my, oh my, Jimmy and Kimmy, rhyming youngsters. Children are funny in St. John's. Here, they learn by asking questions. Now, in our day, Jack, you did not ask questions. Oh, I mean, you had questions inside you.